we have done in previous shows, given an overview to the unified knowledge practice. I'm going to do it again, because I know that our show is growing, our station is growing, and so there will be new listeners. And even the ones who have heard it before, it's good to recap, because really, I've begun the show going very deeply into the cosmology of the thing. But what is the thing I'm talking about? The thing is Yutama Urket, unified knowledge. And that Yutama Urket is an approach to education. I would like you to overstand this approach to education. And by overstand, let me even explain what I mean by overstand. Because sometimes people use the term understand. That's a common term, isn't it? Understand. But the term overstand has a broader meaning. Understand is about being able to use something, to function with it. Overstand is about mastery of the thing and being productive, creative with it. So you can know how to use a thing and have, you could term it understanding of that. But when you can be creative with it, yeah, you're coming to the overstanding. When you can produce with it, when you can see the principles that underlie the thing, you'll come to the overstanding. And I would like to have overstanding of Yitma Uket, unified knowledge. I would like you to have creative knowing. By that I would like you to create with this educational practice. That educational practice may be in your home, with your family, with your children, or the children that come under your care. And that may be home education, as you call it. As in, you are the one that leads the education. But in all respects, African people need to lead the education of their children. So for me, home education is very broad. Every family should have a policy of home education. Well, a policy is a big word for a family, but they should have a clear position, a clear value of education in the home, and clear objectives in regard to that, and clear principles, processes, and protocols that they work with in regard to that. So, to give you an overview now, which will give you help you get the overstanding of what Yitama Uket is, first we start with the culture, and I've spelled it out already. The culture is Pan-African and Kemetic. The term Pan-African, simply we're talking about the unity of Africa, including the diaspora, that is, the regions outside of the continent where African people dwell. That unity is the basic culture of the practice. And what that means practically is that when you go to a place and you explain the culture of what you're doing, the people will say, this is in a Pan-African space, in a space that is of Africa, of African beingness. People will say, yes, we do something like that here. That looks like, and they'll name something that is local, but you've brought something that came from where you come from. There's a common value. And as you travel across the continent and across the Pan-African world, people will keep saying the same thing. Oh, we do that here. That's a reflection of Pan-Africanness. It could be simple in terms of values, like the way that traditionally we value elders. There's something Pan-African inside that. The business of Kemet is to do with classic reference. It's important that we are clear on where we draw our classic references from. The British system draws its classic references from ancient Greek culture and Roman culture. So, and by default, well, not default, but by implication, if they draw it from those things, they're drawing it from African culture, because the Greeks drew it from African culture. But modern British culture, modern European culture, doesn't often show those connections between their classic heritage and African people. Even the period of time that they consider to be, let's say, not ancient, but still foundational cultural developments, the periods of the 15th, 16th, 17th century, where they consider certain classic scholars to have lived and put forth what is viewed as profound works. When the story of their profound works are told, our story is not told at the same time, and there were things happening with African people that gave other people in Europe an abundance of resource, wealth in a way, to be free to use their time and study certain things, free to put money and take estates and isolate parts of land away from other people's use, to manipulate resource. These things, they appear creative at one end, but if you study it in its whole term, you will see that there is manipulation underneath it, that the resource, that those, that ingenuity was built upon, was secured in debased ways by undermining the very quality of human being, by disrespecting human being. So there's a comeback for that. Anyway, I've gone off on a bit of a point there, but yeah, classic references. We need to be clear when we're talking about our education where our classic references come from. We also need to be clear about the objectives. The objectives of Yutama Irket are peace. It's very simple. It's interesting to me, the word peace, which you may use commonly, in the ancient Ethiopian language, the word for peace and love are the same thing. Fikr, this is love. So the development of this, or the realization of it, yeah, that is an objective. The maintenance of it, the consciousness of it, this is in the objective, first objective. Development of the mind's core. By that we're talking about the development of consciousness, of will, of communication, of creativity. Those aspects of mind, to develop the mind's core. Mind needs exercise. It is unlimited, but it needs exercise. If you don't exercise it, come in a bit like the body, becomes weaker, becomes vulnerable. Apparently. The next objective is principled living. This term, we can draw again to our Kemetic heritage and use the term Ma'at. In your studies of Ma'at, the living of a right, upright way, this takes a high value in our tradition. So living a principled life is about that, being good in, of a character, being upright, the pursuit of that, the nurturing of that for ourselves, the rising through the challenges of that. Yes. The next one, productive capacity, is an objective, to develop productive capacity. That is the capacity to make. Very simple. So when you find yourself as a person, family, community, nation, in a situation where you are not producing the things that you use most or the things that you need, then that is a pointer to say you need to develop your productive capacity and then return back to the basics of that. What does it mean? what does it mean, for example, to produce your own toilet paper or your own soap or your own toothpaste, to produce your own clothes? What does that mean? What is involved in that productive capacity to produce your own food, to produce your own building? Productive capacity. We need to encourage it, nurture it in our youngest. But clearly at this time, adults need to revisit that as collectives and demonstrate that before they can really show it to young people in an upright way. Because those things need proof. If you were talking about productive capacity, then you need to be able to show the product that you have produced. You need to show examples of how you do it, but then show the output. Productive capacity. The next one is healthful space. We're speaking about objectives. These are the objectives of Yitzhak Erket, our approach to education. What I'm saying to you now is that as we do the various activities, there's a whole range of activities you could do in the realm of unified knowledge approaches to education. Whatever the activities are, these are the objectives. So you craft the activity to fulfill or support the development of these objectives, the achievement of these objectives. Healthful space. So this is effectively peace in space, but the business of being free from dis-ease and pain and illness. This is the idea, to cultivate that as an objective. It pushes us to study what the nature of health is. And I think that we will come to that in our next show. We'll have a special one on health. Naturally, we'll be on the other side of the equinox then. So everyone will be full of the spring energy, the new cycle energy. A new period energy. The sixth one is humanity overstood. This is about, now I think maybe it's clearer when I'm saying humanity. Now that I have declared the principles of the cosmology and how we're viewing the fabric of human being, when we talk about humanity overstood, it makes more sense to you or to us when we're talking about the difference between the basic nature and the higher nature. Now, this also ties up with the business of culture, because when you check it, you will find that in European culture, there is a very significant body of scholars and institutions that promote an idea that human beings are exactly the same as animals, and that stands up in their system. There's a whole body of people that believe that and build institutions, set policies for it, manage resources with it, and influence other people's lives with it because they believe that. Now, their belief is rooted in their classic era. And various scholars of the classic era, of this I'm talking Greeks now, the Greeks. You see, the Greeks get a lick now, they get some money licks right now, but that space has been a center for some very interesting references. Even though, to be fair, the ancient Greeks were honest about where they got their stuff from. They were honest about the Africans that they studied and learnt from. But the fact is that they have adapted and distorted the knowledge that was shared with them, I feel, because of a challenge in absorbing it in its fullness. That adapted version has come down to the eyes now. It's come down to their their descendants, and their descendants are managing their regions of Europe. We who are Africans in Europe are living in. So in a way it is fair that as it is the region that they have dwelt in for so long and in majority in by a certain view, it is fair and right that you would expect ones to try and draw classic heritage. But it's not necessarily the right reference for an African person. And that's something that's a reality. It may be a hard pill to swallow for some people, but there's a truth in it. I invite ones to check it, to question it, to put it under scrutiny. Because when we come to this thing of humanity overstood, from classic African heritage, we know humanity is not the same as animal. We don't accept it. There are clear distinctions. Many, many clear distinctions. On a very basic level, free will. Okay, so we have these things now which are objectives. Now, to achieve the objectives, in the harmony of our culture, we have principles, processes, and protos. There are 10 of them. I'll just go through them very swiftly because we spent some time on this before, but I'm just recapping them. Ashima, respect. This is a way of respect, an order of respect as a principle, process, and protocol. Ma'at, in its universal, natural, and human social aspects. Ma'at, as the highest order of math. Those are two different principles that we're talking about. They're the same, ma'at, but viewed from with different focal points or focal lenses, if you want them. Tawagi Asab, the warrior idea. This is the utterance that I say at the beginning of our shows. And sometimes I say it in Giz. That statement of the warrior idea is a principle of the practice. It's like a philosophy or a contemplation of the school. And I invite each one to contemplate it because there is a profoundness inside that that is Pan-African. It's a Pan-African idea. And one that is simple enough for all African people to hold and draw benefit from. The Gazat, the province. There's a region of space, land, air, and mind that one perceives as their responsibility. Harmony with nature. Mind, breath, body, harmonization. Yitama Ukat Kwankwa, as unified knowledge language. Curriculum, graduations, and accreditation. The story. All of these that I have just named are principles, processes, and or protocols that are used to achieve the objectives that I mentioned earlier, all of which sits within the Pan-African and Kemetic culture. This is a summary of Yitmuket. I invite each one to explore it. You can find more information on this on our website, www.unifiedknowledge.org. There's a lot of resource on that site, so ones will have full joy if you spend the quality time on it. You're bound to leave illuminated and endarkened at the same time.
unete ba arpeza arta nuk uabk uabak uabak uab shekem nuk aste unehe erta I nefteta shekem emu mawasid rexa em ab Shekem em hatir Una Wad nebam pet am ta Nuxa hun Em ba'af